Eamon and Ruth are waiting to speak to us. Mr. and Mrs. Holmes, good morning.
Good morning,
yes,
Frank.
But Francis, what you forget is that my wife in particular is a big fan of Irish sausages.
I am indeed.
Yes.
And an Ulster fry.
Yes. And so we would have been very happy to talk about meat.
Fancy biffing Paul Pamela off for us. Yeah. Sorry, Pammy.
She's away. She's gone. The things that she'll do. I'm trying to bring your volume up. Get as close to that microphone as you can.
Oh, sorry. This
Channel 5 programme you guys are at, because, you know, whether it's something on ITV or something on one of the satellite channels or on Channel 5, you both seem to be really busy.
I know, it's good, isn't it? Long may it continue, Frank.
Well, we're busy now on behalf of everybody out there, including your good self, Frank. Tonight, I mean, we have this consumer entertainment program, which is going down well. Do the Right Thing. It's 9 o'clock tonight on Channel 5, and tonight we're looking at things like white goods in your home, things like microwaves and fridges and
dishwashers,
washing machines, that sort of thing. And the thing is, Frank, well, you know, when I was younger, and you probably remember this as well, there used to be ads on the telly at close down which said, and before you go to bed, make sure you unplug your TV and everything else. And no one ever does that anymore. But we've got the fire brigade on tonight, which says, you really should.
When you see how quickly these things can kind of burst into flames. And, you know, we talked to a man whose whole house was completely destroyed. He lost everything. Fortunately, he and his daughters weren't there at the time. So, you know, we want to inform and educate. We want it to be that show, Frank, where, you know, the next day you say, wow, did you see that last night? I had no idea about that. And then you pass that on to somebody else. You know, and some of the information is absolutely life-saving. Some is just informative. We also have a lot of fun on the show. And, you know, if you've ever wondered, Frank, what I would be like if I was fronting a female rock band, which I'm sure has crossed your mind many times.
It's never out of my mind, that, you know, Ruth.
Well, I thought, you know, you and many others, obviously. Then tune in tonight, because you will see me in a completely different light. All I can tell you.
Well, we will. That's tonight. It's at 9 o'clock. It's on Channel 5. Eamon, tell me this: were any of our production team over to talk to you about leaving Havelock House? Did you do your interview for
indeed.
That yet?
Yeah, Sinead Doyle was over. John Bernard was over yesterday, and I was with. I sat talking to them. Gloria came in. Gordon Burns came in. Jimmy Green. Was there as well, and we all reminisced a fair bit. When are you moving out, Frank?
The television, see, we're already in City Keys for the radio. The television moves the first week in July. So Havelock House will be no more after the first week in July. It's very sad, that, in many ways, isn't it?
It's sad in a way that these places can't be kept as museums. And, you know, when you think of down through the years who has crossed the threshold there, right from the first day, Laurence Olivier launching the station, you know, right through to, you know, guests that you've had on radio, that Jerry Kelly's had, that I've had in there, whatever, people who have worked and presented there, you know, the history of the Troubles. Goodness me, Frank, I mean, do you remember the time when we used to have all the wire mesh around the front? I mean, the security gates and all that sort of thing, which are there no more as well. So, you know, during the Troubles, to keep car bombs back, and we were all had to go through two or three gates before we got inside for security reasons. It's amazing what the building has been through.
And just one final question to you, Eamon, because I know not only are you working in television, but you're also working with us in radio. You're part of the wireless group with the talk radio show. How do you shoehorn that in as well during the day?
Well, you do, Frank. It's a wee bit different where, you know, I used to be getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Now I just finish a bit later at 8 o'clock at night, so your days will be a bit topsy-turvy, a bit different. It's a bit getting used to, but, you know, it's a different experience, and it's fantastic being able to learn new skills, do new things, you have new experiences. So you do, you know, you just as you say, you shoehorn it in, because, you know, if you love doing it. I mean, I always go back. This is my 38th year in broadcasting, and, you know, I'll never forget the chance that I was given at Havelock House and Ulster Television at 19 years of age. And if you choose a profession and a job that you love doing well. You know, the old saying's true, you never work a day in your life.
This is true. This is true. And you can go home and dance with the dance with Ruth in the evenings, which is, I'm sure,
we do that all the
pleasure.
Time. Foxtrot tonight.
Lovely,
yeah.
Lovely. Listen, 9 o'clock tonight, Channel 5. We'll look in and see what you're at. And thanks a million for coming on, Ruth and Eamon. Thank you.
Not at all. Nice to talk to you, Frank. Thank you.
Not a bother. Heading towards the news at 11 o'clock.